Utah's second annual Outdoor Recreation Summit gets underway in Salt Lake City on Tuesday. The day-long meeting is aimed at bringing together communities that have been at odds in the past. KUER's Judy Faze has the story.
Utah created the nation's first Office of Outdoor Recreation in 2013, and Brad Peterson stepped up to take the job. He's been trying ever since to get outdoor industry leaders and state politicians talking about their mutual interests.
Outdoor recreation across the state of Utah right now has a tremendous amount of momentum.
This year's summit is bringing more than 500 people and businesses to the Salt Palace. The reason? Consumers spend about $12 billion on outdoor recreation in Utah each year, and rafting, fishing, skiing, and other outdoor activities support more than 100,000 jobs. But there's new tension over efforts by Utah lawmakers to put the state in control of most federal lands. Peter Metcalf is CEO of Black Diamond Equipment and a critic of the lands transfer movement.
It just seems to me and the industry that the risks are huge. The potential financial and lifestyle costs to Utah citizens are very high, and the potential benefits are so few, so negligible.
Meanwhile, a tug of war is shaping up over the industry. The Idaho House of Representatives passed a bill last week that encourages outdoor retailers to move their twice-yearly trade show to that state, since they're not talking about a lawsuit over the transfer of public lands. Judy Faze, KUER News.